from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome and congratulations on making it to football season. After that long, summer's always nice weather and things like that, but it is a long-ass wait, especially when your team gets trounced in the wild card round of the playoffs like the Steelers did back in January, and we had to wait through February, the combine, free agency in March, which definitely had its moments with the Wilson deal and Fields came too, and the Patrick Queen signing, and oh my God, the con artist is up to his shenanigans. April with the draft, landing those offensive linemen. I'm forgetting the fact that Matt Canada was shown the door last season and replaced by Arthur Smith. So a ton has happened between now and where we are today. No Mueller. He's off. Last day he'll miss for a long time because he'll be in full football mode. The ultimate football guy, Donnie Football, though, is with me. As we look ahead to the Steelers and Falcons, and we have Mike Tomlin to react to for a real game. For the first time in 9 months. It does feel good to have it back. I know as much as I fight against it and work hard to keep people engaged 365, I understand that there's a big chunk of our audience that is in during football season and not so much when it's not football season. So we're happy to have you back today for the first show of this football season. This will be my 15th. On the fan. How many for you, Donnie? Here, four with us? This is year four? This is like your senior year of college?
No, not. I think only three.
Three.
I took over officially in December of 2021.
Okay. Why did I think four?
So, like the tail, I mean, I was part time for like 2 years before that. All right. So maybe sprinkled in.
Well, I'm going to start with this. Tomlin, the newsiest thing to come out of his press conference today is the Seumalo injury. He's calling it week to week. We know for sure he's out and trying to figure out what this offensive line is going to look like in Atlanta on Sunday. I know the audience, having done football shows here for a decade and a half, you guys care about the offensive line. This is an offensive line town. I don't feel like I'm getting in the minutiae. I don't feel like I'm getting in the weeds. I don't feel like I'm going too in-depth when I bring up offensive line. In fact, I think we might even overstate, meaning fans here, I think obsess over offensive lines to the point where we have absolutely taken calls from people on this show who, when given the choice, would you rather have Patrick Mahomes or, say, I don't know, the Eagles or Lions offensive line, would pick the line. There are absolutely fans in this audience right now who believe that Tom Brady won championships in New England more to do with the fact that he was protected and didn't get hit than the type of quarterback he is. So I know that. So I know I have a captive audience when I talk about the Steelers and the offensive line. And here's what the offensive line has done to me. And the injuries and the things that haven't happened for them as we are now days away from kickoff, it has made me very worried about this game. The Falcons are a 3-point favorite, despite the fact that Donnie threw it out there earlier today. The Falcons have not beaten the Steelers really at all in their 60-year history. You have to go back to 1970 to find a regulation win. Their other win is an overtime win. That's it. The Steelers... The history of this matchup is hammer versus nail or lantern fly v. windshield. Odds makers think Atlanta's favored, and I can't blame them for that. You get excited about the return of the Steelers after waiting so long to watch them play a real game. I'm not counting the preseason, or I'm not counting minicamp. I'm not counting Latrobe. I'm talking about real games that we build our lives around, that we plan trips around, that we make sure we don't schedule big events like weddings or birthdays on game days. That's how seriously we take this crap. As I need to move my camera over here so people can see me on the video stream over at 93.7thefan.com. Here's the feeling I have on this game, and as we embark on this season, I'll make a golf analogy because now everybody here plays golf at the station. That's where Chris is today. Believe it or not, I played golf one time all year, and it was on Sunday. And I feel about golf the same way I feel about this pending Steelers season. I was excited to play because I knew what it meant. It meant that I was going to be out there with buddies, smoking cigars and drinking a few beers and away from the stresses of my life for 4 hours, 5 hours, because we actually went to playoff holes. I was out there in the serenity of the golf course with the fellas, having a few pops, BSing with each other, having a good time for 5 hours. But I also knew at the same exact time that I was going to suck. I knew that I wasn't going to play well. I was resigned to that fact when I showed up there. There weren't going to be any birdies. There weren't going to be any 50-foot putts made. I wasn't going to get any hole-in-ones. No, this is what I get for never really playing. But I knew that I was going to have at least fun because of the company that I had and what I would be doing in addition to playing golf, which was engaging in cigars and what's the Drake Muller likes that has the grape?
Transfusions.
We had some transfusions out there. Yes. Okay. I got all into that. The social factor of it, amazing. The actual golf, bad. That's how I feel about this game on Sunday. And that's kind of how I feel about this season. I am on one hand ecstatic that the Steelers are back. I am very, very worried about this game, and I'm worried about the start of the year because of their offensive line issues. I think we're all in agreement that one thing the Steelers did not do well at the end of the Ben Roethlisberger era was protect a quarterback that was almost 40, and if you listen to Mike Tomlin press conferences, you knew the guy really could not move anymore. He was a statue. Back there, he was as big as the Willie Stargell statue outside of PNC Park and probably just as mobile. Sorry, Ben, your podcast is back. Thank you for starting that up again. I heard there was some personal stuff going on. We're happy that you're back doing audio work, although I wish you were still doing it with me, but that's another story. We knew he couldn't move anymore. I pulled up the offensive line from week one of Ben's final season. Donnie, do you think you could name it off the top of your head? You are a sicko when it comes to that
stuff.
Okay,
so that would have been 2021.
At Buffalo, they did win the game, to their credit.
So I know we had two rookies up there. It was Dan Moore at left tackle. It was Kendrick Green at center.
Yep.
Man, this should be... I don't know why I'm having so much of a hard time with this. Right tackle would have been Chooks.
Yep.
Then the guards were neither of the guys they have right now. It was not Daniels.
Nope.
It was not
nope.
Sayamalu. Man, who are the guards?
I'll save you time. Kevin Dotson was on the left side.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Trey Turner was on the right side. So left to right.
I completely forgot about Trey Turner.
I know. And no one's faulting you or casting aspersions on you because he was not good. He was a rental who was mediocre at best. Moore, Dotson, Green, Turner, Chooks, left to right. For a quarterback that couldn't move, rookie fourth round pick, Dotson, who they ended up hating, Green playing out of position, Turner signed off the street, Chooks, one of the most overpaid offensive linemen in Steelers history, if not the most. He is the most overpaid in history. That was the line. Now I'm going to recite to you what the line is going to look like for a 36-year-old Russell Wilson, who has been sacked more than any quarterback in the NFL the last 2 years, and might end up getting sacked more than any quarterback in league history. This is your offensive line for Sunday. Dan Moore. He's like a cockroach in a nuclear holocaust where bombs are going off and everything else. He is still there. He survives over and over and over and over and over again. This guy always is there. Dan Moore. Spencer Anderson is going to be the left guard. He's a seventh-round pick from a year ago. His first career start will be Sunday. Zach Frazier, first career start on Sunday. I have very high hopes for Zach Frazier. But he's going to need to get acclimated. I mean, he did snap the ball at the wrong time with Justin Fields because he was trying to get silent counts down. Not that I think that'll be an issue on Sunday, because I think there'll be more Steelers fans than Falcons fans there. So more Anderson Frazier, James Daniels, and then Broderick Jones out of position. That's your line. It just feels like they're making the same. And look, some of this is outside of their control because of Fautanu's injury. Some of it is not, like with Broderick Jones v. Dan Moore and Sayamalu's injury, you know, also not something I'm blaming the Steelers for. And he'll eventually come back, you would think. Now, what is he, 100%? I don't know. If he's not having surgery, that's going to be something he probably has to deal with the entire year. My point is, this line is in flux. This line is not cohesive. This line is going to take time, and the schedule is weak at the beginning. So you've got to make hay in these games, and I'm not confident the line is going to be able to do that. Najee Harris, who is no longer a captain for the last 2 years, is really not a first-round pick player. That's why the Steelers declined the option. He's really not, to me, someone who thrives behind average line or below average line. He's not a Christian McCaffrey, or maybe Bijan Robinson turns into this player who, almost regardless of who is blocking, the guy can still make plays. He's not. He caught 29 balls out of the backfield last year. That's it. So I think the Steelers are going to lose this game on Sunday, because I just think the offense is too patchwork at this point. And this whole season, I think, is going to be defined by, can they flip a switch? Can the line come together? Can the quarterback turn back the clock? Can the offensive coordinator be such a big upgrade that working with less, he makes it happen, he makes it work? It's going to be an exercise in that all year offensively, because you can't just win with defense. There's no more 2,000 Ravens in today's NFL. The Chiefs, and I know they had a great defense last year, but the Chiefs have the best play calling coach, the best offensive coach in the NFL, the best quarterback. That's why they're trying to become the first team ever to win back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls. So it is game week. I get pumped. I turn into a different human when we get to this point on the calendar where this is all I want to do, all I want to talk about, all I want to think about it. But I'm actually very worried about this game, and I feel like this game is a microcosm of their season, because of the offensive question marks, and it really starts with all of the movement on the offensive line. And if Ben couldn't play well behind the line that I just read off, I'm not confident or convinced that Russell Wilson is going to be able to do it behind Moore, Anderson, Frazier, Daniels, and Jones starting on Sunday. Donnie, your two cents.
I mean, I've thought for a while, really since the schedule came out, not that this is one of the most daunting games they have, but a sneaky tough game. I mean, we both think that Atlanta, probably due to their division, though, in part, is going to be a playoff team. We both think they will win the NFC South. We have said that before. But I feel like this is one of those games, and maybe it's because it's the first one, hope springs eternal, all of that stuff, that I get the feeling Steeler fans are going into it thinking like, oh, it'll be tough, but they'll take care of it. I mean, they wiped out their coaching staff in Atlanta. They have Raheem Morris, who Mike Tomlin loves. They have a huge upgrade at quarterback. I get that the Steelers have an upgrade, but theirs is a huge one. I think a larger gap. They have a running back who could maybe be one of the best in football. They also made two late offseason additions to their defense, and they weren't just two average Joes. These are two all-pro caliber players with Simmons and Judon. I think Atlanta is one of the more improved teams in the entire league. And that's what the Steelers have week one. I'm not worried about the hostile environment, because we know the Steeler fans will take over anyway. But I have thought for a while the Falcons are a sneaky tough team on this schedule.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.